The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. Things you didn't know you needed to know today. It's News-ish with Betty.
With the new year comes New Year's resolutions, and sometimes we find ourselves making the same resolution over and over, but that's because that resolution is just too hard to keep.
I agree. Like, it's difficult.
Yeah.
You have the best intentions a lot of times.
Right. But life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I found this article where they polled multiple people asking them which is harder to improve. Your relationships, so you think about with your kids, your spouse, your career, or your diet. And hands down, diet won by a long slide.
Billion percent.
So you would agree,
yes.
It would be harder to eat healthier,
yes,
and manage your weight than it would be to manage a fight with your wife,
yeah,
100%,
your child, 100%,
or something that goes on at your job.
It's so much harder to change and alter your lifestyle to eat healthy when that's not what you do. I mean, let me give you an example. Okay, so I we're going to have coffee today from Dunkin' Donuts. It is everything. It's fighting me internally to not get a large coffee and a donut, you know, because I'm trying to be better.
Yeah, I get it.
But I go home and I have a fight with my wife. All I have to do is this. Oh, yeah, you might be right. Done.
So easy.
Yeah, done. Like, how easy is that? I mean, it takes 2 seconds. I don't even have to believe it. Like, and it, like, yeah, it might be right.
And it doesn't keep you up at night.
No, not
like
at all.
That donut will.
Yes. Yeah, you get it.
So a couple of reasons as to why having an improved diet is so hard to keep. A couple of them. So it's the economy. You look at the economy, and if you go to Whole Foods, you see that eating healthier means spending more.
It's expensive.
Like, if you got the Kraft macaroni and cheese, you can get 5 for $1. Whereas if you've got the organic mac and cheese, it's like $5 for just one.
Yeah.
Well, most of us claim it's hard to find, cook, and then prepare healthier alternatives for the things we love.
Yeah, I know that's all excuses, but it's based in truth.
Well, I agree with them. Like, I mean, you have to have the cooking knowledge to prepare something. Then you have to have the things that you need to prepare, like a cutting board and a peeler and all this stuff. And then finally, for parents, it's hard to find healthy meals that everyone in your household will enjoy.
Right.
And on top of that, finding the time. You know, we keep such a busy schedule, and you're trying to get kids to and from all their different things. And so you finding something that the kids will actually enjoy and then finding the time to even make it is difficult.
Like, we've talked about my mom on the show before, and my mom is amazing. Like, she is the kindest, happiest person on the planet. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until just recently that I realized, like, even more of what a great mom she is. Talking about having everybody, you know, be on the same page. She would make meals for the family that we all liked that she didn't like. Like,
aww.
Who does that? Like, yeah, I know. It's like, yeah. So it was like,
well, it would keep her from eating if she was trying to lose weight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe that's a diet plan, but yeah. Yeah, but she would always do that.
Well,
you know, for us.
I have some friends who are parents, and, you know, they're trying to eat healthier. And so they'll maybe give the kids the chicken nuggets, and the parent will try and eat the grilled chicken. Problem, though, is that the kid won't finish their meal.
And you know who does.
And you just got the food just sitting there.
The parent becomes the dog at that point. The parent is fighting the dog for those chicken McNuggets. Oh, and I totally get that and actually support it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And remember a few years ago when COVID kind of changed basically everything we do? And movie theaters was one of those things. Remember, you couldn't sit next to people, and you had to reserve seats, and I hated it. I'm like, I don't want to have to reserve my seat to go to a movie theater.
This is America!
Yeah, no, this is America, and I should just
America,
be able to go and sit wherever I want, freedom-like! And now I've completely changed my tune. The seats that you reserve are the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, because you can show up at any time
you
want, and you know that that seat is waiting for
you. Exactly. My wife has specific seats she likes. She's very particular. And so then when we book those seats, boom, it's like, great. Yeah. I don't have to get there 30 minutes early to get it. I love it. I'm a big fan. I actually drive 30 minutes to go to the theater here from my house instead just for this reason. But recently I had something weird happen, okay? So we got our seats, and we never sit in the middle. We sit always off to a little bit of the side so she can get up because she has to tinkle before the movie starts.
I get that.
So we have a strategy to our seats. So we went to this movie, and I looked at all the seating. There's no one else in this movie. There were two people in the very back of the theater. Mm-hmm. Like, they like to sit high and in the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. That's it. Out of the whole theater, that's it. Mm-hmm. So imagine my surprise when we get there, and my wife and I sit down, and we're there, and two other people come in, they start walking down our row, and I'm like, they're going to stop. They got to. They're going to stop. Getting closer. You got to stop. They're definitely going to stop. Nope. They keep going, keep going, keep going. Oh. They end up sitting right next to me.
Oh.
Yeah. They booked the seats directly next to me when the rest of the entire row was open, and it wasn't even like those were the middle seats. I'd kind of get it if it was the middle.
That's
but
weird.
Why?
And you said like there's only another couple, so you had the entire theater.
Yes, not even the entire row, entire theater.
That's so weird.
Who does that?
That is really weird. I mean, did they...
I didn't. We never talked. I didn't acknowledge him at all.
Oh, wow. Mm-mm. Okay.
No, I was so freaked out.
That is really odd.
Yeah, like who would do that?
I don't know.
I don't get that at all. Like,
you just looked welcoming, and they were like, ew, he looks nice.
But they were booking it on the app, you know? And so, like...
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, I don't understand that. I mean, so... Well,
and even in that scenario, I would understand if they did book that, but then saw you guys, and they said, ugh... Let's scoot. I know, but like even when they got in there, they said, oh, let's go up a row or two.
Yeah, let's leave a seat. Leave a courtesy seat, you know, for something.
That is really weird.
Yeah, okay. So Five Calls calls it. Am I being oversensitive here? Is this like a thing that it's not a big deal? Like, hey, the more the merrier. Come sit next to me. Hey, you want to sit in my lap? Let's do this.
No.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it felt really odd to me.
Uh-huh.
So 855-33-WAY-FM. And very rarely are Gavin, Betty, and I on the same page. We're very different people. But you guys are both on my side.
Yeah,
on this, right?
I would have moved.
Yeah,
for
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, and then I didn't have anywhere to go. I probably could have moved, but then I didn't want to look rude. You know, like they sit right next to me and we go, okay, we're out of here, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You can weigh in on this. Is it weird of me to feel weird about that, honestly? Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Karen, thank you for joining us. Here is the scenario for Five Calls Calls It. We went to a movie theater where you have to reserve your seats. Entire theater is pretty much empty. There's only two other people there. My wife and I reserved our seats. No one else in our row. Some other people reserved their seats, and they reserved the seats right next to us. No seat in between. We're not even in the middle. It makes zero sense to me. Am I weird for feeling that this was weird?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
Unless you're in Europe. Because I was told by a friend when I went to a movie theater in London that it's rude not to sit next to people. If you leave an empty seat, you think there's something wrong with them.
That is fascinating. Because America, our culture is stay away from me, you know, give me my space. But there, it is true. Like when you go to restaurants over there, they have like almost like that family style dining where they'll have like one long table and you're eating like right next to people you don't know.
That makes me uncomfortable.
100%. It's weird.
Couldn't agree more.
All right, Tammy, you're up. Five Calls Calls It. Was that weird, these people to sit right next to me at an uncrowded movie theater?
I'm with you guys. I would have totally moved. That's really creepy.
Yeah.
Especially if the theater was completely empty.
It was. Like, I get it if it's packed, but yeah, completely empty theater. Like, I expected her to start drinking my soda. Like, I mean, it was that weird to me.
Might as well. They were sharing it.
Yeah. All right, Amy, you're up for Five Calls Calls It. What do you say?
Oh, it is so weird.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
That is the stuff nightmares are made of. All you need is a clown with a red balloon and cockroaches, and that's my nightmare.
I agree. It was that level weird. It was it level weird to me for sure. All right, Brian, you're up. Is it weird that these people in an empty theater decided to book seats right next to me?
Well, my wife says yes, it's weird.
Thank you.
I say if I walk in the theater and I see Wally sitting in a seat, I'm going to go on my app right then, and I'm going to book the seat right next to him just so I can talk to him.
Well, I do appreciate that, unless you're just trying to make it weird.
You've got a bucket of popcorn, and Brian is like reaching in there, getting some.
I remember one time when I first took this job, my boss and I went to a movie. Like, I had just come to the town. I didn't have any family here. He's like, oh, let's go to a movie. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. And so we get there, and he's like, so you want to share a popcorn? I'm like, absolutely not. What is wrong with you? That's worse than the people sitting next to me, honestly.
Oh, my word.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and we've been doing this 7-day reset challenge. We just kind of kicked this off at the beginning of the year, encouraging you to listen to Way FM for 7 days, join our world's biggest small group for 7 days, and kind of give yourself that reset. And there is one person in my life that I know needs this now more than ever, and it's Betty Lou.
I do.
I'm trying to do a breakfast order on the Dunkin' app. And
Here, you're going to hear it first. Do not support Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't understand what is going on with that company.
They are the worst company to ever.
Yeah, we've still sent Gavin out to get our coffee. It's my favorite coffee, but it's like using the app or doing interacting with them is next to impossible.
It's going to make me lose my Jesus.
I know,
That's for sure.
And it almost did. And then I'm over here just laughing because Betty gets so upset or frustrated with me when I get frustrated with little things. Mm. And now she's seeing my every day.
I just can't.
I know. So you get lean into it, girl.
No,
lean into it. It
draining.
Feels good.
Okay. I need Jesus in my life.
All right. Well, you need a reset. All right.
I do.
So maybe you should text the word day to 91979 and get our 7-day reset, world's biggest small group. It's a quick Bible study. It's real quick every day. And maybe you start to build that habit of doing what Betty needs to do. Have Jesus in your life more present.
I'm going to flip some tables is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we're not going to cover those verses in this one, I don't think. Oh, we might. I don't know. You can be part of it right now if you find yourself getting frustrated at little things. Maybe this is a way to... What?
Just don't look at me. Look at me.
I'm not looking at you. Maybe this is a way to kind of help start the new year on the right foot. And the cool thing is if you finish the study... at the end of this, you can have a chance to win a trip to go see Lauren Daigle perform live as well. So it's kind of a cool little bonus for doing something that's good for you. So listen to Way FM for 7 days straight. See how it changes your mood. Do our 7-day reset Bible study and our world's biggest small group. And then let us know, how's it working? Did it make a difference in your life? Text the word day to 91979 and you can be part of it now.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
While we wouldn't suggest taking everything you hear here as gospel truth,
we are all witnesses.
Testify.
We try our best to get it right. It's news-ish on The Wally Show.
If you've asked a friend to go to dinner and they're like, yeah, that's fine, let's go at 5. And you're like, oh, that's a little early. Yeah, maybe 4:30. They might be intermittent fasting. Because a lot of people are doing that now as a way of, you know, kind of maintaining their weight.
Zach, a guy that we work with, he's done it before. And he swears by it.
He still does it. And he lost the weight and it stayed off, you know. And he's meticulous and religious about it. Like, he has a window from 10 to 6 that he eats. And so he will not have anything before 10 o'clock. But this is where, if you're not familiar with intermittent fasting, you have a window of time in which you eat in, and it allows your body to use like stored up food as energy, and it cleans out excess fat and sugar. That's how you lose the weight. I think your body goes into a state of ketosis or something like that they call it.
Huh.
But most experts recommend, if you're looking into it, establishing an eating window from 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. to 6 or 7 at night. which for most normal jobs, this is workable. I mean, you go to work, so you get in at 9, and you can't eat till 10. No big deal. You've been there an hour.
Yeah.
You could survive.
Yeah.
And then from then on, you have, you know, a regular day.
Yeah.
Ours is a little tougher. Like, by 10, I've been up for 6 hours and working, you know? And so it's harder for me. My wife tried this for a couple weeks, and she didn't see any results. So she didn't. She did not enjoy it.
Or she was just telling you she was trying it
out. She might have been lying. Yes,
sure.
Absolutely. And so they do say that you can pick any 8-hour window to eat within if you want to do this. But they do say don't set it so that your last, you know, hour is 2 hours before you go to bed. So your last meal is 2 hours before you go to bed. Like that, they say will help you out. And the big question is, can I eat whatever I want in that 8-hour window? Because that's how it's always been sold to me. Like, yeah, so you just, you know, you don't eat till 10 and then you just have a normal day. They say you can do that and maintain your weight because it does other good things in your body, but you're not going to lose weight if you're like, okay, well, 10 o'clock, breakfast at McDonald's, 11, let's do some Chipotle, and then dinner, let's knock it out at Roadhouse.
Right.
You know, you're not going to lose the weight. It's just common sense.
Right. So if you're gonna do intermittent fasting, you have to do that plus the other work.
Yeah.
Picking healthier options.
Yeah, they say you want to definitely have like a non-processed diet and limit carbs.
You don't
and
sound
all.
Happy talking about
no, I'm not.
Any of that.
Because I thought it was a good... So I read this article with the idea of like, oh, good, let me find out a little bit more about this because I might would try it. But then when I was sold on it, you could have whatever you want. I'm like, yes! but then it's like, no, you can't. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this one works for me. And they say like if you're doing this and you get like a headache or you're like super hungry or you get like... lightheaded or foggy, then it's either not for you or you might not be doing it right. So listen to your body ultimately. But there you go. A little bit of information if you're kicking the tires on what to do this year as we start off the new year and you're thinking about maybe getting healthier. Maybe this is an option for you. 'Cause you had a bad day. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and I feel bad for Betty. She's already having a bad day today. She was trying to do something, and it was just fighting her. The app wasn't working, and then it was posing her, and she was getting frustrated like I do on little things. Now, I will say that I just sat there and I came alongside you and enjoyed the frustration with you, whereas you handle it very differently. You get frustrated with me for my frustration, and me, I'm in there solidarity with you. Like, I get it. I want to like in this company too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say that I have faced a difficulty today.
You've had a struggle.
I've had a
trial.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I, you know, the fact that you're still here and still doing this, I thank you.
I have a testimony. but I think when we go through those different trials in our life where someone tests your patience, whether that be a company, maybe a client, you need to treat yourself.
Yeah.
You need that reward that says you did a good job despite the hardship you had to face.
You overcame it.
Treat yourself.
Exactly.
So for me, mine, I'm going to be treating myself to some Chick-fil-A.
Why wait? Let's treat yourself to some Chick-fil-A now.
Why not? Because I have... It's kind of like when you've gone into the battle,
yes.
You know, like you are on the battlefield.
I get it.
And you've dodged.
Yeah.
And you've gotten through it.
Right.
And you live to tell about it.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do you a favor since you're making a military analogy and a battle analogy is I'm not going to share the trifling thing that you were upset by, you know, so that no actual military people. I remember one time we had Brandon Heath on and he's like, you know, and touring, it's like being in the military and you're gone. And I'm like, yeah, but people are shooting at them. And he's like, okay, maybe it's not exactly like that.
All I'm trying to say is that I faced a difficulty and I kept my cool.
And you did. And you deserve a little treat. Treat
I
yourself.
Do.
So how do you self-medicate? How do you treat yourself?
Yes.
If you will. And it can be a little thing too, but maybe you even have a ritual. Like when you go through something, you overcome something, you're like, okay, I go here and I go here, I get my nails done, I get a massage, I get this, and that's how you treat yourself.
It's a form of self-care.
Right.
You indulge yourself when you feel like you have justified your earning of this treat.
Okay, well, there you go. Let's do this.
Treat yourself.
855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. For Betty Rock, it's a trip to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Maybe doing two laps, sometimes. 855-33-WAY-FM. How do you treat yourself and take care of yourself there? So, Miranda, what is the way you treat yourself?
I don't do it often, but I just overcame like a year and a half of very trying times, and I'm going to buy myself a used Coach purse that I found on the Facebook Marketplace. So
All right.
I'm pretty excited about it.
My wife has a purse addiction as well, loves them, and she can appreciate what you're doing right now. She understands the healing properties of a used Coach purse.
Yeah, it'll be healing every single day when I grab it.
That's right.
And it's something that will last, for a while. Because for me, when I treat myself to, a chocolate chip cookie from Chick-fil-A, well, that's only there for a couple of minutes, if that, maybe seconds. But for you, with this used Coach purse, that's going to stay with you.
I think you're smart to buy a used one, too, because Coach purses, Louis Vuitton, Vuittons are so expensive, but there is a secondary used market for them, and, you could save thousands, and so that's probably not a bad plan either. So you're going to even feel better knowing the money you save, and you could treat yourself again, because you're like, I save money.
Yes.
Might as well get a used wallet.
Yes. You know? Do it.
Let's go.
So, Kim, what is your treat for treating yourself?
I just went to the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
Oh, so you're like Betty. Chick-fil-A is your treat of choice. Okay. Well, why do you deserve this treat, Kim?
Well, I've been sick all week, and I had allergy testing yesterday.
How bad would it be for Kim if she gets the results of her allergy testing back? They find out, you're allergic to Chick-fil-A brownies.
Oh, that would be the worst.
Like I said, I might be paying for it later because I ate three things on my diet. Anyway.
She's like, that's a problem for tomorrow. We're going to deal with that tomorrow. Right now, I'm treating myself.
It'll be a today problem. Yeah, it's good.
All right, Katie, you're up. What is your self-care ritual, or how do you
treat yourself?
Well, I have four children, and three of them are in sports, and all four of them have doctor's appointments. So whenever we have a stressful day or couple of weeks, we go to a tropical smoothie and get ourselves a little treat.
Oh, that's nice. And so you take the kids with you. I thought this was you're going to treat yourself when you're away from the kids, but that's nice of you.
No, I'm never away from them.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I love to see biblical concepts show up in our culture. Like the other day, Kelly Clarkson's song, Catch My Breath, came up on my phone. Don't ask me why it's still on my phone. I have no idea.
Along with Taylor Swift.
I must have pulled it for a bit one time
or
something.
Sure. Yeah,
and
that's
so,
it.
So it popped up. It's this song in case you don't know it.
Catching my
Sure, it's catchy.
Yes.
Did you catch the biblical reference in there?
Catch my breath.
No. No.
Something about cheeks.
Turning my cheek for the sake of the show. That was the biblical reference in there.
Too.
Yeah, and sure, it's catchy. But the turning my cheek reference is from the Bible, actually. It's in Matthew 5, 38 and 39. It says, you have heard the law that says the punishment must match the injury, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say, do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer up the other cheek as well. So turn the other cheek is the concept here. And this is actually part of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus discussed a whole bunch of things that were relevant to people's lives, but were kind of flipping the script. You know, he talked about being salt and light, teaching about anger, adultery, divorce, loving your enemies, all this stuff. And this verse is tucked in there. And what made it particularly powerful is that turning the other cheek doesn't imply pacifism, nor does it mean that we place ourselves in danger. Jesus' command to turn the other cheek is simply a command to forego retaliation for personal offenses. You know, it's like, yeah, you have the right to get angry about it or the right to retaliate. But when you turn the other cheek, you're saying, I'm not going to engage.
You're actively choosing to not do what's wrong.
Exactly. And there's another part of this, too, that's really interesting that I heard my pastor talking about this, is that the other part, it's dealing with honor. Because in the culture of the day, they were under Roman rule. And you would, if there was an offense or whatever, you would turn the other cheek. and offer that cheek to the person who you were arguing with. And if they chose to smack you on that other cheek after you've said, I'm disengaging, then it was seen as bad form on them or dishonor on them to take that up, which I was thought, oh, that's kind of interesting. Hmm. Yeah, all of that. We got that all there from Kelly Clarkson today. So
catch my breath.
Yes.
That was me, not Kelly.
Yeah, didn't know that. Yeah. So ultimately, Jesus is the ultimate example of turning the other cheek. And, you know, when people were not acting honorably to him, he definitely was faithful unto death in that thing. And we're just asked to maybe not get riled up.
Not retaliate.
Exactly.
News-ish is one part news and one part ish.
This is what I use. I don't use my brain. I use my mouth.
It's right there in the title. It's The Wally Show.
What you got, Gavin?
I think we're all getting a little sick of the modern tipping culture that exists. But I do feel like we all would agree that when it comes to waiters at a restaurant, like that's one of the normal tipping scenarios where I don't question it whatsoever.
You know you're going to tip. It's expected. And usually the service is going to be good. Like now, real quick, do you tip 15%, 10%, 20%? What is your baseline tip, Betty Rock?
I'm really bad at percentages. Yeah. So I just try and do what I think is right.
What does that mean?
Let's say it's $17.95 for my bill. Then I'll do like a $3 tip.
Okay. What is that, Gavin?
See, I don't know.
Well, you're probably in the zone there because I automatically do 20% if the service was good.
But how do you know if you don't know how to...
$1.70 would be 10% of that. Double that, so that's $3.40.
Oh.
So you're a little under 20% there.
Betty.
Oh. Mm. Oh, come on.
Cheapskate.
Woo, don't go
Gavin, what about
her?
You real quick?
We do shoot for 20. I used to be 15. Right. That's just right. But then my wife kind of imbued like generosity.
I'm
going to
help Betty out and anybody that lives in a state where sales tax is like 10%. Sales tax here is like 9%. Just double the sales tax on the bill and then add like a little bit to it and you're golden.
That's a lot of math.
That's not a lot of math. That's easy. You double the sales tax and round up. Okay.
Okay. Well, speaking of tipping, and I'm glad for the math lesson we just got out of that scenario. So I'm curious to see what you guys think of this situation that these people found themselves in. There was 10 people. They went out to a seafood restaurant and they had a scheme to avoid leaving a tip, which I don't like that was
that's
a thing
bad form
going in. That's not right on y'all's end. So like a lot of places, the restaurant automatically adds 18% gratuity for groups of 6 people or more. So these 10 people, they split up into 5 people, sat at 2 different tables and pretended not to know each other. But then they didn't keep it on the down low, I guess, because the restaurant staff caught on and then added the gratuity to each table. These people got really mad and they demanded to speak to a manager. It then ended up in someone pulling out pepper spray
and for real?
Using it on a manager.
No!
And then they were trying to get them kicked out. The cops got called.
Oh, for what?
It ended in what turns from a let's go out for a nice meal turns into people going to jail and people getting pepper sprayed.
You've wasted your weekend for sure like this for nothing. Because the reality is, usually when you go to a restaurant, you're still going to tip, you know? And so, like, I don't know that they were trying to skip out on the tip. They just didn't want to be forced to tip 18%. I get that. I don't like forced tipping, you know? But I still always tip, and I always tip above 18%.
So then was the pepper spray rightfully deserved?
No, it was no.
I mean,
absolutely
if they had just left them alone, they would have tipped.
Who side are you
are
on
you
here?
Insane over there?
I'm just playing devil's advocate over here.
That's the wrong devil to play, because no, there's no reason for that ever. And so, the restaurant was charging them 18%. Like, I could see people being really upset if they were charging them 25% for, you know, people, parties over 6. But 18% isn't even out of bounds. And you would have tipped that anyway. That's what I don't understand about that.
Yeah,
right,
I think
why the restaurant would...
No, why the people would be upset about this.
Really?
Betty, I think you're on the wrong side of this argument, girl. 100%. I'm going to tell you as a friend, I think you're way off.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Every week we have Pastor Chad come in and spend a little time with us. He's over our prayer wall, which you can check out at wayfm.com. You can post prayer requests, have people pray for you. It's a really cool community of people. But he also is in charge of everything Bible here, whether it's our Bible mail-outs or things like our World's Biggest Small Group, which we're doing a new one right now that you could take part in. It's our 7-day reset. If you text DAY to 91979, it's a real fast Bible study and a challenge to you to listen to Way FM, do this Bible study, and see how it changes you.
Yeah, it's been encouraging to just read what are some of people's whys, why they're coming on to do the Bible study with us. But I was really encouraged by Molly, who wrote in on Monday about John chapter 5. If you don't know, our 7-day reset's actually going through John, the book of John, chapter by chapter. And we're just actually asking you to take a few minutes to ask a few questions through that. Would you read this text? Would you then ask yourselves, what does God want me to apply from this? Takes a little time to meditate on it, and then pray. So we're not asking you to sit down for 4 hours and study John chapter 1. We're just saying take a little bit of time to read, meditate through it, think through the verse. And Molly,
you don't have to knock out a dissertation at the end. It's designed to help you formulate habits and go a little bit deeper in your faith. If that's something you want to do in the new year, here's a great way to do that.
Yeah. And Kim, who is the author of Everyday God, she and I sat down and we actually walked through each chapter, kind of doing this with you and for you and helping you to think through that. And so Molly wrote in, she said, I love that Kim and Pastor Chad mentioned being less judgmental and to stop putting my rules on others. Mm. That is actually on my New Year's resolution list. And so I just love the fact that for her, not only her New Year's resolution, but then her Bible reading just kind of intertwine and just really focus in, like, let's stop being judgmental. And it's because she got it from John chapter 5.
It's easy to do, like, and we all want to say, oh, well, we're not judgy like those other church folk, but then we find ourselves in a situation, you're like, oh man, I'm actually judging this person or judging this situation pretty harshly.
It's amazing how many rules that we set on other people and other things. So they're not actually breaking social rules or other mainstream rules. There are rules that we put on other people and we become judgy.
A lot of times they're not even breaking God's rules, but just our interpretation of them. And you're like, oh, well, that's no good. So I am curious. Okay, so this lady wants to change her perspective on the way she views other people in judgment. I'm curious, have you ever had that moment, that epiphany where you were like, oh, wow, I'm actually being judgmental. I am being what I don't like to see in other people. I know it's happened to me. I guarantee you it's happened to Betty, or it will happen to Betty one day.
How dare you judge me?
Exactly. See, I did it again. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can be on the show. We love having you on, and I'd love your perspective on this. And your honesty. Like, was there a time that you realized, man, I'm actually judging this person, and I shouldn't be, you know, because God doesn't judge us, you know. And so 855, well, that's not true, he does. But he has the right to. 855-33,
nice,
thank you, Way FM. I didn't want to throw out false doctrine there. 855-33-WAY-FM.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Heather, thank you for joining us, and thank you for being brave enough to give your name. I probably could have made this anonymous, but I didn't think of that. We got Pastor Chad in with us from the prayer wall and from our 7-day reset World's Biggest Small Group Bible Study going on. If you want to get involved with that, it's a quick 7-day thing. Text DAY to 91979. But he got a comment from somebody saying, man, this folded into my New Year's resolution about judging people or situations less. What was a time, Heather, that you realize, hey, maybe I am being a little judgy?
Well, I tend to do it when I'm in a bad mood.
That's interesting.
Well, that explains Wally's situation, because he is in a permanent bad mood.
Yeah, all the time. A little edgy. You know, it's usually the people that you're around that make you that way. I'm a product of my environment. I'm looking at you, Rock.
That's being judgy.
No, I think there is something to that. Like, they say you can't love until you love yourself, and you can't be happy for other people if you're not happy in yourself. So if you're not in a good place, I could see how it would make you more judgmental of others.
My wife often tells
me. Your wife, yes. Tell me more.
I'm in a bad mood, and most of the time, what that means is I am judging the family because I'm walking around saying, why is this like this? Why are we doing this? And I have found the need to be able to do some introspection when I get into that mode. And I appreciate one person in the study of the world's biggest small group actually said, for me, this was introspective and humbling, and it has forced me to ask the Holy Spirit to assist me in trying to not control other people.
Yeah, and that's the one thing you can't control. Only thing you can control is your reactions to others.
Yeah.
And so there you go. I think we've all learned a lot here today. Heather, thank you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
If you want to join the world's biggest small group for our 7-day reset, just again, text the word day to 91979. We'll send you a link and you can get all hooked up. Uplifting Way FM, this here is The Wally Show, and it is time for you to win a prize with little Kitty Oki. This is where we take Betty's two loves, cats and karaoke, and we combine them where she will meow a song for you. If you can tell us what song she is meowing, you can win a prize, and I humbly get to join her on the stage playing ukulele.
Humbly is right, because honestly, yeah, like we were practicing yesterday,
right,
and I considered multiple times kicking you out of the band.
I know, you kind of have lead singer disease, and I get it. No, you're pretty great.
I am working with nothing.
Okay, well, that was harsh. See, I know. Even Gavin felt that one.
Dramatic.
Okay, yeah, this is why all bands fail. It's always the lead singer's fault, but okay. We'll just try to accompany you here. So we're going to do this song. Betty Rock is going to meow it. And Betty Rock, I'm going to need you to count us in, please.
Yes.
To make this thing work. Okay, are you ready? I have my fingers placed.
I'm ready. The bigger question is, are you ready? I'll take that as a yes.
I'm ready.
Have fun.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Got deep at the end there.
Yeah, it did get a real, like a little guttural.
Yeah. Gotta sell it.
What a range you have there.
Which
is so nice.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's really great. Okay, so if you think you can tell us what song it was Betty Rock was meowing there, 855-33-WAY-FM. We picked this one because it was actually, a little hint here, was one of the biggest songs of last year, of 2023. So 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play Kitty-Oki right now. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Stephanie, welcome to Kitty Oki. Have you ever done any karaoke there, Stephanie?
I haven't.
Oh, well, this is where we combine Betty Rock's two loves, cats and karaoke. And she sings a song, but she kind of meows the lyrics. And I accompany her on ukulele here. We're going to give it to you one more time because we want to make sure that you can win this thing. So with that said, Lady Rock, would you go ahead and please count us in?
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, meow, 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 meow.
Nice. Okay, that was our best version yet. So hopefully that has helped you out, Stephanie. What song was Betty Rock Kitty Oki-ing to?
It was Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift.
Yes! Woo! Nicely done! One of the biggest songs of 2023. The only part of that song that I know is from TikTok. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem.
Yeah,
it's me.
That's all I
need.
Yeah, exactly. That's all the song needs.
When we were preparing for this, I had looked it up, and I'd never heard the verse before. And so I listened to the verse, and I'm like, well, that's horrible. And then the pre-chorus, I'm like, equally bad. And then we get to that one part. I'm like, oh, well, that's good. I like that part. That's all we need. She could have just literally done that song in 8 seconds, and it would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, Stephanie? You figured it out, and you are a winner today on Kitty Oki, so you're getting a prize.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.
uplifting way FM. This is The Rock Report with Bayrock.
Imagine going to an exercise class and the whole time your instructor is critiquing and bad-mouthing the work you do at your 9 to 5.
Oh, that's really funny. You had me at imagine you're going to an exercise class.
That's rough enough.
I know.
But then critiquing you the whole time is even worse. Well, it did happen for Christopher Nolan, best known for his work as film director for The Dark Knight, Dunkirk, and Oppenheimer.
Oh,
Inception.
I've seen all of those. Yeah.
He's good.
Well, Nolan is part of an online exercise class, and while he was pedaling away, the instructor started to talk about a movie she had just seen that she absolutely hated.
Oh, that's funny.
Called Tenet.
Okay, that's a confusing movie.
It's so a movie that Nolan actually directed. I guess she didn't know that Nolan was in her class.
Oh, that's funny.
So she didn't sugarcoat anything.
Seriously, you need to be a neuroscientist to understand. And that's 2.5 hours of my life that I want back. I want it back.
That's so great. So she's peddling, just riffing about a horrible movie. And here's Christopher Nolan peddling along.
Yeah.
And it's all a one-way dialogue.
Yeah, he can't, like, communicate back.
Oh, that's so
funny. But it's bad publicity for him because all these people that are in this online exercise class are hearing, like, well, his movies stink. I'm not going to go see him.
Boy, I wish the guy that directed that movie was in my class. I'd make him pay.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So what was Nolan's reaction to all this?
Yeah.
Well, the internet, this is where it's good.
Sure.
When the internet heard about this situation, they found that video and then posted it, of course.
And we're thankful.
Of course, and they tagged Nolan in it, and he stated later, he said that he would appreciate it if everyone would leave the critiquing to the professionals.
Oh, that's catty.
Come on, dude.
That's catty.
We're allowed to say stuff like that. If we don't like a movie, we can say we don't like a movie.
He would have been much better off to go, that was confusing. I get why people are like confused by that. That movie boggled my mind. I had no, I still don't know what happened in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he would have been better to just own it or even fake on it. Like, yeah, okay, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
I liked it. Like that would have been so better, a much better look than that.
Well, that's not what he did.
Meow. I bet he's dropping out of that class.
I bet he is. And you can blame him.
All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And Gavin was going through social media of the different artists like he normally does, and you came across something from Micah Tyler that kind of landed with you.
Yeah, he was talking about the idea of identity, which I think is a hot topic in today's day and age. And when it comes to what the world says your identity in, you put it in a bunch of stuff. But when it comes to being a Christian, we want to say, oh, I put my identity in Jesus Christ. But I still think, even as a Christian, that's hard. But I think he had some really cool stuff to say about that.
It's not when we got good enough, Jesus said, well, now you're good enough, I'll make you one of my children. It's like, no, in your worst, in your complete disgrace or in your guilt and your shame and whatever that is, Jesus says, that's when I will reconcile you. I always go back to this being like, there's always going to be somebody in a room who's carrying around those identities of things that we call ourselves because we can't forgive ourselves sometimes. Whenever Jesus goes, nah, I'll forgive that. I know who you are.
I think that's really true, and that we formulate our identities by what people have said about us, what we've said about ourselves a lot of times, and it's hard for us to reconcile that anyone could forgive that anyone could change that narrative. And so here's what I'd like to do. I think this could be really healthy if you kind of put this into words right now. We're going to kind of take a page from the old Brandon Heath song, I'm Not Who I Was.
I'm not who I was.
So what was the identity in one word that you thought about yourself for maybe years? And then what word changed that after you found Christ, you know, kind of thing? Like, who were you and who are you? Like that, because that change in identity is very important, because it could be I was an addict and now I'm free, you know?
And it can give you the confidence that you need, that you find that confidence in the Lord and not on the other outside options that the world gives you, because honestly, those are going to just leave you feeling empty. But with God, you feel full. So, I mean, for me, the mind would be like being insecure and then being confident.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's a good one. Yeah. So what is yours? What was your identity before Christ? In one word, you know, see if you can hone it down to that. And then after Christ, what is that change, or what is that word that now embodies you? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. So what was your word that would describe you before your encounter with Christ and then after, Dawn?
First, before Christ would be bound. I was okay. Bound.
Okay, bound by what?
Bound in addiction, alcohol. And I just celebrated 17 years on October the 22nd of being sober. So
nice.
After Christ, I'm free.
So free is your word after Christ. I love that. Yeah, because addiction is something that binds so many people. And I bet you thinking back on that, you probably look back 17 years in the rear view and like, how did I stay bound for so long? Because there's so much life on the other side of this that I just couldn't see.
Exactly. My whole entire outlook on life, because I'm free in Him. I'm forgiven and I'm loved. No matter what, I'll take Christ instead.
So, Dawn, what kind of advice would you give to others who are facing something like that?
Well, you have to do it for you. You can't do it because you're going to lose your marriage or lose your kids or lose your job. You have to absolutely drop to your knees and relinquish everything to God, and He will absolutely lift that obsession. And once you do that, you're free. It's awesome.
And you got to take the first step. You know, it's on you. So we appreciate you, Dawn. And maybe you've inspired somebody today to take their first step as well. So thank you for being on the show with us.
Thank you. Love y'all.
So what was your word that would describe you before your relationship with Christ and after?
I was a nobody.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. What made you feel like a nobody?
I was lost. I didn't have God in my heart.
Did you have people telling you that you were less than or not valued, or was this something you created inside of yourself?
No, I created it.
Okay. And then after Christ, what is your word?
Princess.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I was thinking somebody, and you went higher than that. You shot higher with princess. That's a really healthy outlook, and that the way that God sees you is as a princess.
And it's an outlook that a lot of women probably want to experience. So what would be your advice to others if they want to get that same result that you did?
Accept ourselves and find out that we are lost, that we need something higher than just a regular relationship, and we need to look into God.
It's interesting because Micah Tyler, when he was talking about this, talked about how God accepts us right where we're at. Like, we might feel like we're a nobody, you know, kind of like you did. But the beauty of God is that He takes us in that moment and He says, you are accepted. You are a princess in my eyes. And then we just have to come to that realization that we're different in Him. And that's kind of where you got. And I love that. Thank you for being on the show with us today and sharing that.
Thank you, Walt. We love you guys.
Maybe that's the thing somebody needed to hear today.
Oh, electronic mail.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. I love when people email me about things we've talked about on the show, and especially when it goes to this level. So this lady named Tabitha had emailed me, and she said, hey, I heard the message you read from the very discouraged woman this morning. So the other day I was reading an email, and this lady was just down in it, and she could not find any hope, could not see any good. And when you lose hope, that's when things get really rough for people. And she's like, it's all just bad. There's no good. And this lady today was emailing me saying that she says, I was in a deep, dark place for several years after the birth of my third child at the end of 2019 in COVID. Depression is something that I struggle with from time to time, but this was by far the worst season of it. This was probably the main struggle for me, just being bombarded by the brokenness of our world. Without giving you my life story, I wanted to share something that I thought might help. I would recommend for her to find a group of ladies that she can share and grow in a study with. Like, I know my wife does a women's Bible study, and this lady is confirming that she needs community of Jesus right now, because it's easy to get caught up in all the bad, but you need people around you that are going to show you some of the good. She says, my small group of ladies have become so dear to me. We know each other's struggles, and we can help each other out. We meet once a week, and we meet in person, so it's face-to-face, and it's helping her get through some of this kind of stuff. She also goes on to say, this is the part I really love. I will definitely pray for her. You know, I know you all probably see a lot more of the negative side of things being in your public position, but thank you for holding up Jesus for others to see. But I just love whenever we talk about somebody's story on the air, I know that there's someone that's listening that hears it, that connects with it, and then chooses to pray for them. Like, that's the beauty of what we do. That's what makes us different than any other normal radio station that plays songs. Like, we can all do that, but what happens in between the songs is what makes a difference, and you make a difference. That's why the people that support this ministry, keep it on the air 24/7, I'm always humbled by, because you make a difference in this kind of difference. We also have this thing called a prayer wall that you can get involved with too.
Yeah, when you text the word pray, P-R-A-Y, pray to 91979, we send you a link that takes you straight to the prayer wall so you can see the requests that people are posting, and then you can pray for them. And when you do, you can click a little box to the side that says, hey, I prayed for this. And then they get a notification on their phone or through their email saying somebody prayed for you, and you never know the difference that can make.
Absolutely. And it's so simple. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it might even encourage you inside of your own faith too when you start lifting other people up to God. And so that's why we do it. That's the why we do what we do here. And we're just thankful that you were a huge part of it.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online for supporting what we do.